Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call Around the Globe coming to you from Springboro, Ohio. I'm Sister Joanna Green, my husband, Evangelist Clint Green. We have our daughter here, Rachel, 10 years old. Praise God. And I tell you, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So tonight's broadcast is going to be Keep On Keeping On. Praise the Lord. If you want to be part of the broadcast, we encourage you to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. We appreciate every one of you that listen in and you encourage us to go on, praise God, with the broadcast. And most of all, we get our encouragement from our Lord Jesus Christ. We have many prayer requests tonight, and we will definitely get those going here in just a moment. And at this moment, we're going to have Rachel come in and read her scripture.
Peter, 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Praise God. Very good. We always enjoy Rachel's reading. We're proud of her and just thank God for her. First prayer request is Tuesday Burke. She says, pray for her dad. He is in the hospital. Sister Phyllis Littrell says, pray for her daughter Melissa having back problems. Brother Tim Hall says, pray for him and Sister Frida. And also Sister Alice Jones says, we have 4 children. So she wants us to pray for them. Sister Barbie Banks, she says, Randy and Katie Reed's baby is back in the hospital with jaundice. She needs lots of prayer. So let's remember Brother Randy's, Sister Katie's little baby. Sister Christina says, unspoken request, please. Sister Dolores Garcia says, pray for my mother-in-law. She is in the hospital. Thank you and God bless. Brother Dustin Bowen says, that he wants God to lay His hand on all the Vacation Bible School flyers and cards that he handed out this week. And yes, pray for us as well. Brother Green and I are going out tomorrow with our church, and we're going door to door, praise God, and pray for us that souls will be saved for the kingdom of God, no matter where they go to church, praise God, as long as they go where they believe in born again, praise the Lord, that's all we want God to do is send them where they need to go, that they will be fed, praise the Lord. Sister Jacqueline Grigsby says she has an unspoken request. Sister Gladys Dittmer says continue to pray for her Uncle Gary, Jack and John with cancer, my strength and my husband, our finances, my Aunt Jo, who has been sent home with hospice. And she says, thank you. So let's remember that as well. Sister Brenda Smith says, remember her sister Kathy. So Sister Brenda has a sister named Kathy. Says, remember her husband, Clee, that his cancer, they think that it may be back in his stomach. So let's remember that. So as the prayer requests come in, we will turn those in, and we will pray over them as well. And later on in the broadcast, again, this is a Macedonian call. Sister Joanna Green, Brother Clint Green, call in at 347-989-8862. Praise God. So we're going to come to you here with this here song, and we just hope it blesses you. Praise God. He is so good to us. Hallelujah. And that's what our subject is tonight, is keep on keeping on. Praise God. For He is good. Praise the Lord. He said for us to cast our burdens upon Him, for His yoke is easy and His burdens are light. I tell you, we must keep on keeping on in this day and age. Gross darkness is coming upon the land, and we just don't know what we're going to have to face before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we must keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. So at this time, I'd want my husband to come, and he's going to obey God here. We're looking for some callers. We got in just a little late here, and we do apologize, but we were taking care of something very important. And our family is in much need of prayer, and we thank you all for praying last Friday. We want you to continue to pray for my daughter-in-law-to-be and my son. They are going to be getting married here soon, and she lost her mother at this time while we were on the broadcast last Friday. She is not with us any longer, and we had the visitation on the viewing was Tuesday, and the funeral was on Wednesday. So just keep her in much prayer, and we came in late because they stopped by the house, and she's really having a hard time, and we felt necessary that we needed to take care of that and have prayer. Praise God. So we do apologize for coming in late, and again, keep us in prayer. So at this time, we're going to have Brother Clint Green. He's going to come in and obey God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's good to be with you, and I just thank the Lord tonight that I'm on the Lord's side, and I'm on the winning side tonight. I've got a hold of that unchanging hand, and I'm not going to turn loose. Praise God. I don't believe it's time for us to draw back, and it's not time for us to let down, but it's time for us to work while it is day. It's time to look upon the fields, which are white to harvest. You know, we look out, and we see people. We meet people every day, and we can tell by the signs of the times that the Lord is soon, no doubt, to be coming. And the trumpet of God is surely going to sound at any time. And we see things coming on the horizon. It looks like that the man of sin will surely be revealed before not too many more years ahead, or days or months. And we know we're living in perilous times, and we know that the enemy is coming in like a flood, but we know also that the Lord is raising up a standard against the enemy of our soul tonight. And, you know, like Sister Joanna was saying, we was dealing with some people tonight that have been tormented by the enemy and trying to put fear in their life and trying to disturb their minds, and we was praying and dealing with that, and we apologize we're late getting on tonight, but if you're out there, if you want to call in, we'll sure try to get you on. Praise God. And no time for us to lay our armor down, but the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. And we're surely living in a time when if we don't have our armor on, we're going to be like a soldier out there and on the battlefield and not be able to protect ourselves. But if we've got our armor on, just like the Apostle Paul was telling them there in his day there, how that they should take that helmet, that hope of salvation, and have their feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and have on all that armor, the breastplate of righteousness, and all these things covering their bodies, that they could go forward and they could advance into the end of the warfare. Praise God, because I'm telling you tonight, saints, we're in a war. We're in a warfare, and we're here on planet Earth, and I'll tell you, planet Earth is under attack, and you know, we turn on our TVs and we can see what it is that's going on over there. We can see what's going on in Israel, how they're dropping these here missiles and things out of the air and trying to attack Israel. Praise God. And I'm sure that those people there, Israel, the Israelites, have got on their armor, and they've got on their all their equipment that goes with fighting a war in this day and age. And you know, we're living in a day when they're using chemical warfare. They're using every kind of warfare that's known to man. Just about they've invented these smart bombs and these different kind of bombs, and they can drop a bomb just about anywhere. They can guide that thing right into a window in a house or anywhere like that, and from miles away. And I'll tell you what, we better be ready to go, because the trumpet of God is going to sound, and one day the Bible tells us that the dead in Christ is going to rise. And I thank God tonight
Amen.
That I'm ready to go, and I've got my armor on, and I'm planning on staying here a while until I hear that trumpet sound. And, you know, I believe we could be living when Jesus comes back to get us, praise God. And he said, I'm going away, but I will come again, and it'll be worth it if we hold on and we keep hanging on to Jesus, and we keep telling that old story, praise God, how he died on the cross and how that he's coming again. And
yeah.
I want to read something over here in the book of Revelation, and I'm going to just turn it back over to Joanna right here in a minute. We got some people that have called in. I know they got messages tonight they want to preach, and I just want to read a short portion here, and I'll turn it back to her. We'll get some of our visitors on here tonight. I want to hear them, and they're always encouraging. But I want to start here in Revelation chapter 1, and I want to start at verse 9. And it says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isles that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira and unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea. And it says here, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Praise God. Now I want to stop right there, but you know, I was thinking about John. John had plenty of opportunity to quit serving God. He had a chance to just throw in the towel and say, I give up, I'm going to quit, it's just too hard. But you know, he didn't do that. And when he was there on that Isle of Patmos, he was there for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And you may be in a hard spot tonight, but I want to encourage you not to give up. I want to encourage you to do like John did. And John found himself on that island, and John got in the Spirit. Praise God. It said there in verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Praise God. You know, I believe he probably got down, made himself an altar somewhere, and said, I'm not giving up, I'm not giving in, I'm not letting up or letting down, I'm not turning back, but I'm going to serve Jesus till the day I die. And if I die on this island, that's just the way it'll be, praise God, because I'm not given up. I'm not denying Christ. I'm going to hold on till he comes to get me, rescue me, or if I go by the way of the grave. I believe John said, I'm going to hold on, praise God. And I want to use one more scripture over in the 22nd chapter. I believe it's the 22nd chapter of Revelation, and it's in the 20th verse. In the 20th verse, he makes this statement, he which testifies these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. You know, John wanted the Lord to come back, praise God, because it was getting bad. And it's going to be getting so bad one of these days that people's going to call for the Lord to come. As long as we got it real good, a lot of times people won't hardly call on the Lord. But I'll tell you tonight, there's no time wasted calling on Jesus. And I'll tell you, it'll pay to pray, praise God, in hard times and troublous times. And we're living on the verge of the greatest the calamity the world has ever seen, because we know in Matthew 24 he talks about all these things that's going to come to pass, and that there's going to be a great tribulation, which was never the like as there's going to be, praise God, or ever shall be. And we know that day's coming, and let's stay ready, let's get ready, let's get on our armor. And let's be prepared to fight. And Jesus said one place, he said, occupy till I come.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what I plan on doing, praise God. And I will turn it back here to Sister Joanna.
Praise God. Clint, we have some callers here, praise God, and they just encourage us so good. And we thank the Lord. I needed to refresh my computer, and I did. And I see four callers here have called in. Hallelujah. And we're going to go and turn here, 423-545, come in, tell us who you are, where you're located.
This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood down here in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. Thank God for you, Sister Betty. 606-677, come in, tell us who you are, where you're located.
Yeah, this is Reverend Dwayne Van Hook in Somerset, Kentucky. I've also got Reverend Shannon Fife on three-way calling here with me too tonight.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, and thank y'all for hanging in there. Sorry we got in there late. I didn't know if y'all could hear me. We had a knock at the door, and it was pretty urgent. My daughter-in-law-to-be lost her mother last week while we were on the broadcast. They found her at 11:45 p.m. last Friday night, and my daughter-in-law-to-be, is just having a very hard time, and I just thank God that she come to our house, that she has enough confidence in us. So we need prayer, y'all, so y'all remember us. And 770-855, come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Robin Gresham in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, Sister Robin. Glad to have you on here. And 661-748, come in. Tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Sister Gladys from Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise God, Sister Gladys. And praise God, he's answering prayer for you. And thank the Lord for moving. Hallelujah. Brother Yearwood, come in and obey God, brother.
Okay. We got some prayer requests we're going to turn in first, Sister Green, and I'll obey the Lord then.
Amen. Hallelujah. I got my brother Kim that still needs prayer. He's had the surgery on both eyes, but he's facing one more surgery, so I need everybody to lift him up to God. He also needs the Lord. And Sister Dorothy that was on with us on Tuesday said to thank everybody for the encouraging words that she's been receiving from them. And keep the Jamie Cook family in your prayers. And Jamie died this past week, so they need a lot of prayers. And Kay Glover has a sore throat, and she's still having breathing problems and allergies and congestion. Barbara Dockery needs a miracle. She's got cancer. David Headley has colon cancer and facing more surgery from the medication. I'm sorry. I can't even read it. Let me start over on that one. David Headley has colon cancer and facing surgery from the radiation damage to his bladder. So we need to certainly lift him up, God. And my sister-in-law, Mickey, says to pray for my brother, Dan. He's been talking about going to church. So that's a prayer answered right there.
Amen.
And Gladys says, remember her aunt who is at home with the hospice. I think Joanna Dunnan gave that in a while ago. Keith Green has cancer, and as far as I know, he needs salvation. So let's lift him up to God. And Eloise, my sister, is still sick and needing a miracle from God. She has infection through her body, and she needs a gallbladder surgery, and they can't do that until she gets rid of the infection. So just remember her. Remember Brother Franklin Bennett that needs healing in his body, and keep the Kirkland family in your prayers. They lost one of their loved ones this week, and the Yates family. They also lost somebody in their family. We need to lift up all these people that have lost their loved ones. They're really going through a lot.
Amen.
John Rhodes needs healing. Pastor Pinto says to pray for his ministry in Pakistan, and a brother from Pakistan wants everyone to remember his sister who's ill with breast cancer. He said if everyone would pray together, he knows that she would be healed. Marlene needs God to move on some situations for her. And Bobby has depression and cancer. Bruce has cerebral palsy. Kathy needs prayer, and Larry desires our prayers. Doug Woodard has blood clots in his lungs. Let's remember Brother Eddie Bolton that comes on with us. He's been sick here lately. He's been having sharp pains in his chest. And let's remember Roy and Martha Sexton, Lawrence O'Dell. The lawnmower fell on him, and he's 80 years old, and it broke his collarbone, and the doctors say that it's not growing back together right, so he's facing surgery if he don't get a miracle. Tina has brain tumor. And let's remember Pastor Saeed that's in an Iranian prison, that he'll be released and get to come back home to his family here in the States. And Miriam, we got an update on her. She's at a U.S. embassy. Got her in a private place, her and her family, but they're still not out of danger. So pray that they will get to come to the States. And just pray for my brother and his job. The sawmill burnt down yesterday. Swanson Sawmill in Springfield, Oregon, burnt to the ground. And one of my nephews went running out the door. I had four family members that lost their jobs in that yesterday. And also, along with 746 more, lost their jobs yesterday at the sawmill. So we need to lift all these families up. My nephew Jeff, he lost his wallet, his car burnt in the fire, and his wallet and his cell phone. So keep all them things in your prayers.
Praise the Lord. So you heard the prayer request. So we're going to start here tonight in keeping on, keeping on. You know, this is a time that we need to really keep on telling the world about Jesus and telling them that they got to be saved if they ever want to make heaven their home. So we're going to go start out with John 8th chapter and verse 47. It says, "He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear him not, them not, because ye are not of God." Then answered the Jews and said unto him, "Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and have a devil?" Jesus answered, "And I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do it, and ye do dishonor me." You know, today, praise God, there's people is not hearing the voice of God. They're because they're not of God, and you know, I tell you what, they need to turn their life around and get it on the right road and get it going the right direction. Then they can hear the promises of God, and they can hear what Jesus is telling them and what God is telling them. Let's look into verse 50. "And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." And you know, I'm here to tell you tonight, praise God, if we will hear the voice of God and hear what God is saying, Jesus is telling us right there that we'll never see death. And you know, I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and we serve the Lord and we look to him, the author and the finisher of our faith, we'll never see death. You know, I'm so thankful tonight. This body may die and this body may go to the grave and it'll go back to the mother dust of the earth from whence it come from. But the Spirit of God that lives within us, he'll never die. I'm so thankful tonight to know that I'm a servant, a Lord that is going to take care of me. I believe Brother Green said a while ago something like this, that God was going to take care of us and will deliver us out of our troubles. And, you know, I believe tonight that the Lord is standing up there right now ready to come back to get his people out of all this mess that we're going through. But he's got to wait until the Father says time to go back. He's not slacked in his promises, and he promised us that he would come again. Jesus said there in the 14th chapter of St. John, I believe, he said praise God, he said that it's fitting that I go unto the Father. If I go not to the Father, the Spirit will not come. I'm telling you tonight, he went back to the Father, and he's sitting on the right-hand side of him, making intercession for you and I. And he told his disciples over there in another place, he said that some of you may not ever taste of death until you see me coming with great power and great glory. There's some of us tonight, my friend, may be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, to called up forever to be with the Lord. I'm so thankful tonight that I'm a servant of the living God. He's given me that promise that he's going to come back after me one day, and he's not going to send no one else. He said, "I'll come again, and I'll receive you into myself." He said, "You shall I'd be taken up. In other words, by me, and I'm so thankful tonight that I'm looking forward. That one day I'm looking forward for Jesus to sound the trumpet and to split the eastern sky. I'm looking forward. Praise God, He's going to come back with that loud shout. I know. I said there that He's going to sound the trumpet. He's not going to be the one to sound the trumpet, but He's going to be the one that hollers. He's going to come back with a loud voice, and everyone that's looking for Him will be called up to be with Him forever, to be in the air with Him. I tell you what, let's look into the 16th chapter of Mark right there just for a minute. Praise God. In the 16th chapter of Mark, and verse 15, it says, hallelujah, excuse me just for a second. Let me give me a drink of water here. In the 16th chapter and verse 15, it said, "And He said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow." 16th verse. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." You know, I'm so thankful tonight, praise God, that Jesus, He told us, if we lay hands on the sick, they're going to recover. I wonder so many times about, you know, it seems like that we pray, and some people don't ever get healed. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I believe it's a like and a promise of you and I that we have not come up to the landmark that the Lord has told us. He's not slacking His promises. He said the believer shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I don't question God whenever I pray for somebody they don't get healed. I look at my own self. I check my own self out, and I want to know if I'm where that I need to be, because God's word, it's never wrong, and He said it, and He believes. We believe that we need to be obedient unto Him. You know, I praise God, except we do what God said, and we keep on keeping on telling the good news about Jesus Christ. My friend, I'm going to tell you, we're going to come up short. We need to be sure that we cry out and cry out loud that the world knows that they can have a life and have it more abundant. I'm looking forward for one day, my friend, to hear Him say, "Well done, you've been faithful over a few things. Now I'm going to make you rulers over many things." I'm so thankful tonight, hallelujah, that we can hear the voice of God. If we will honor and we will pray and we will seek His face, His word will never come up short. It's you and I that comes up short. Let's look into verse 19. It says, "So then, after the Lord have spoken unto them, he that received, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere the Lord, working with them and confirming the words with signs following." Amen. You know, praise God, the Word is telling us here that everywhere that he went, everywhere they went preaching the Word of God, and they heard the Word of God, he's going with them. He's going to confirm signs of following, and amen. I'm so thankful tonight that you and I, whenever we cry out, these words, they're not just our words. They're not nothing to me, but they are to the Father. And praise God, I'm so thankful tonight that I know that I know how these words are forever settled in heaven, and they'll never be turned away. His word will accomplish what he sent forth to do. I tell you what, let's look into one more place. The 28th chapter of St. Matthew, and starting in verse 19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Praise God. I'm so thankful tonight that I know, praise God, if we'll teach them the ways of the Lord and keep on teaching them the ways of God, how we're going to be conquerors, how we're going to take authority over the devil. I'm so thankful tonight, I praise God, that we have the challenge, that we can know that we can go to the Lord. Our sister Joanne said there earlier, cast our cares over on him, for he careth for us. All we've got to do is whenever the devil rises up, don't worry about it. Just cast them over on the Lord, because he's done been there. He's done took the battle. He's done took the keys from death and hell and the grave. He's done took it from Satan. And praise God, Satan ain't got them. Satan don't even have a key to his own place, because the Lord has took them away from him, and he give them unto us. He told Peter over there, he said, I give these keys unto you. Praise God, and I'm going to tell you, he give us the keys of the kingdom, and we know the way by the word of God, and all we've got to do is follow the roadmap, and hear what thus saith God, and we'll make it. We'll walk it out one day. Praise God, I'm looking forward for this journey. One day it's going to come to an end, and everybody that has heard the voice of God, and everybody have got their sins earned the blood, they will make heaven their home. He said, I'll go and prepare a place for you. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. He said, I'll come again and I'll receive you into myself. I'm looking forward, my friend, as I said earlier. The Lord's going to come back one day. He's going to catch us out. Praise God, I know a lot of people don't believe in the rapture, and a lot of them says there ain't no such thing as rapture. The word rapture may not be in the word. I've never found it in the word, but he said the great calling away. Praise God, to me, I get the word of the rapture out of that great calling away. He's going to come back one day. He's going to catch his own out, and we just got to look forward and go on for him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for this opportunity tonight to be able to obey the Lord and to lift up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Praise God, that's all we can do is lift up the name of Jesus and let him reach down and draw the people unto him. Praise God. And I'll tell you, Sister Green, Brother John, I don't know if he's called in yet or not. He called us around 6 o'clock tonight and said that he may not be able to make it in tonight. Said that he had to go to work in the morning at 1 o'clock. He worked all day today, and he said he laid down for a little bit of nap, and he's got to go back to the work at 1 o'clock. So I'll turn it back to you. God bless you.
Praise God. We thank the Lord for you, and Brother Yearwood and Sister Yearwood. We just praise God, and good word there. And if you'd like to be part of the broadcast, we want you to call in at 347- 347-989-8862. Again, 347-989-8862. No, Brother Yearwood, he has not called in, so that's probably what he's doing is getting rest before he goes in. And he's very missed when he's not on, but we sure understand. And thank God for you guys helping us, two-hour broadcast, and the Lord is good, and it's all about him. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we'll have Brother Fife, or Brother, I'm sorry?
Sister Green?
Yes.
He said to remember him in prayer tonight, too.
Amen, amen. I wanted to say, too, that when Sister Betty turned in for Keith Green, Clint, that is his cousin, Brother Green's cousin, went to see him today. He's in a hospital, and from what we understand, they were giving him anywhere from 2 days to a couple of months, possibly, and when they're going to send him home and with hospice. So they said that the cancer has spread all over, and my husband did get a chance to pray with him, so we thank the Lord for that. He has not claimed salvation as of yet, but we're still praying that the Lord will deal with his heart and let him realize that, you know, folks, it is not something that was said to my husband today, that it's up to God. How did he say that?
It's the Lord's will or whatever.
If it's his will.
He'll go up or he'll go down.
And we know that it's his will that none should perish. But we have to ask. That's the thing. God leaves that up to us. He done his part when he said it is finished on the cross. Now it's up to us to make Jesus our Lord and Savior and receive the pardon that he did, the bloodshed that he did to cover our sins, never to be ever remembered again, to wash us white as snow. Praise God. So remember him. He needs to come to that knowledge that he needs the Lord and he needs to ask. So if you're out there listening to me, it's not just a flip of a coin or however. When you leave this world, it is up to you before you leave this world where you're going to spend eternity. And Jesus said if you ask, it shall be answered. If you you'll receive, knock, and it shall be open. Seek, and ye shall find. Seek him, and you will find him. Ask him. Repent of your sins. Ask him to be your Lord. Praise God. Brother Van Hook, go ahead and come in, you and Brother Shannon, and obey the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is great.
God is good. He's worthy of all praise. I would like to say before I get into this message today, we appreciate everything, Brother and Sister Green and you and the Yearwoods and all of y'all doing in your broadcasts and different ones that are speaking in these broadcasts. We just want to say that we appreciate all of you. God's good to us all. And I would like to say, no matter what part of the world or whatever part of the world anybody's in tonight, they're all important. Jesus died for men, women, boys, and girls. That all men, women, boys, and girls, that if they want to, they can go to be with Jesus up in heaven. All through eternity, they can be with God, be with Jesus Christ, which is the only way to God. Tonight, I want to say something to you before I get into this message. The main thing is that you must really mean it. But if you really mean it, and you ask Jesus to come into your heart, and you believe that he's the Son of God, and you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, the Bible said you shall be saved. And he also tells them to ask the backsliders to come back. You can pray this prayer with me right now before I get into this message. Say this if you really mean it. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I receive you now by faith, and by faith I'll serve you all the days of my life. Give me what it takes to continue in the faith and to keep on keeping on and be ready to go to be with you when you come back or when I leave this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I hope you prayed that prayer. Now, say your own prayer. But the main thing is make it your prayer anyways, and get saved, live right, and confess your sins every day, and backslider, you can say that prayer and ask him back into your heart today. I want to speak a little bit on keep on keeping on. You know what? We as the children of God, we as Christians, God is telling us in his word that we are to keep on keeping on. The Bible tells us in Colossians 1:23, if you continue in the faith grounded and settled and not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. So he says that we are to continue in the faith and that we are to be grounded. Amen. We are to be seated. We are to be settled in the gospel. Praise be to the name of the Lord God. Which the word of God, which Paul said that he had preached. So we see that there is a continuation that we have to continue in the faith of God. We got to continue walking in the faith of God. We got to continue walking in the grace of God. The Bible says in Acts 13:43, now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. See, the Bible don't waste its time. The Bible says to continue in the faith. So if it tells us to continue in the faith and we don't, then we're in trouble. He says, praise be to the name of the Lord God of hosts. He says, now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. This is what we're on here, folks, for. We are here to persuade you all to continue in the grace of God, to keep on serving Jesus Christ, to keep on keeping on. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 24, it says, let that therefore abide in you. What is he talking about? Jesus, salvation, the born-again experience. He says, which you have heard from the beginning. Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. Amen. If it shall remain in you, you also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. So it says, let that therefore abide in you, which you've heard from the beginning. If it shall remain in you, you shall also continue in the Son and the Father. So therefore, if we don't allow it to remain in us, then we won't continue in the Son and the Father. We must allow it. We are here to persuade you to keep walking in the grace and the faith of God, to keep the grace of God and keep walking in the faith of God. It's like he said, he persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. This is a type of eternal life that the Bible was talking about, to put these two scriptures together in 1 John 3, 24-25, where it says, let that therefore abide in you which you've heard from the beginning. Amen. If that which you've heard from the beginning, hallelujah, shall remain in you, you also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. This is the promise that he's promised us, even eternal life. But see, that is conditional eternal security. It's not unconditional that we can do anything we want to and walk away from the faith of God and do what we want to, but we must continue in the faith of God. But if you've made a mistake, ask God to forgive you. Just pick back up. Live for him. Don't ever give up, period. Just pick up and ask him to forgive you. I'm telling you that he will. He loves you. The Bible says if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's the advocate. He's the advocate. He's the mediator between both God and man. John 15 says, verse 6 says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. The Bible tells us in Exodus 32:33, and the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. And then the book of Revelation says, but he that overcometh, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But you don't have to walk away from God. If you do make a mistake, just pick back up. Always pick back up. Never give up. Strive your best to live for him after you've asked him in your heart. But don't never give up. Don't never give up. You're important. If you're a sinner, ask Jesus to come in your heart and save you. If you're a backslider, ask him to come back in your life. Keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. I like to talk so plain that you can understand me. People over in other parts of the world that may not understand English too good, I like to start talk slow where you can understand me, what I'm saying to you. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the only way to God. Jesus is only way to God the Father. Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Talking about Jesus. He's saying Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me, which is talking about Jesus himself. He was talking, and he says the only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ. Christianity is the right way. Jesus is the right way. We must get into the faith. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 13. God's good today. I'm going to turn it back over to the brother or the sister.
Praise the Lord. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, like Brother Van Hook said, today is your day. Hallelujah. Give your heart to Jesus. Praise God. And confess with your mouth. Hallelujah. Backslider, it's time to come back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness way too long. It's time to come back home. Praise God. Brother Shannon, you go right ahead and obey the Lord.
I'll be in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Here Apostle Paul said, brethren, he's speaking to the brethren here. He said, I count not myself to have apprehended. In other words, Apostle Paul was saying, I've not arrived just yet. But here's what he said. This is the start on how to be on your way. He said, but this one thing I do. What is that one thing that Apostle Paul does? He said this, forgetting. Forgetting what, Apostle Paul? He said, forgetting those things which are behind. Don't let the enemy cause you to dwell on yesterday and the things of the past. Be like Apostle Paul says here in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. He said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching. Sometimes you just got to stretch. He said, reaching forth unto those things which are before. Beloved, you can't go forward if you're looking in the mirror. You got to keep your eyes on the road. You got to keep your eyes ahead of you. And the Bible says in verse 14, Apostle Paul said this, I press toward. Now notice the word reaching and notice the word press. Sometimes you just got to press. You got to press spiritually, beloved. Apostle Paul said, I press toward. That means you're going forward. The mark for the prize. Notice, beloved, there is a prize. Our name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. But, beloved, if we quit walking this way and we do the things of the world, you can lose out with God and your name can be taken out of the Lamb's Book of Life. It's like Brother Van Hook said a while ago. It is conditional eternal security. It's based on condition. It's up to you. You got to continue walking according to the word of God. And he says, I press toward the mark for the prize. The prize is we're going to get a crown. We're going to get a crown of righteousness. That is our prize. Prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now I'm going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. Here he also, writing to the church of Corinth, he says, know ye not that they which run in a race, he's calling this Christian life a race. And here he's saying, I'm running this race. He said, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, Now, notice this. The enemy is not so concerned with those that get started on this race. What he's concerned about is those that finishes this race. I like what Apostle Paul says. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. In other words, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Beloved, it's not those that start out. It's those that finishes that will receive the prize. And he says here, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Beloved, we need to run with all of our might. We need to put everything in this in serving God. Verse 25 says, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. Beloved, the crown that we get when we get in heaven, beloved, it is an incorruptible crown. There are going to be some people that gave their life here on earth for the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they're going to have a martyr's crown. Beloved, they're going to shine as the stars in heaven. And the Bible says in verse 26, he said, I therefore so run, Apostle Paul still talking, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. He wasn't saying I'm just shadow boxing, but every punch I throw, I'm going to make it land. I'm going to make it count. But notice this here in verse 27. He said, but I keep under my body. In other words, he's saying, I crucify my flesh. I do it daily. I deny myself. I'm taking up my cross, and I'm dying daily to the things of the world, the flesh, and the devil, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, and I'm keeping my eyes upon Jesus. He said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Who is to do this, beloved? He said, I keep under my body. God's not going to do this for us. It's your job to crucify your flesh. It's your job to cast down every imagination. He says, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Beloved, it's possible for you to be a castaway. Remember, it's not everyone that starts this race, but it's everyone that finishes this race. Now, in Job chapter 42, verse 10, notice this. We know the story about Job and all the trials and the hardships of life that he went through. But I like Job chapter 42, verse 10. The Bible says, God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And God gave Job twice of everything that he lost, that the devil took from him. I believe that I'm talking to people tonight that they're going through great hardships. But, beloved, there's another chapter of your life. God is going to turn your captivity. God is fixing to turn things around. Maybe you got a bad report from the doctor. But, beloved, where there is sickness, God can turn it around and they be health. Beloved, maybe you got a broken heart and you're sad and you've been crying. But God can turn your tears into joy. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Maybe you ain't got two pennies to rub together, but I'm here to tell you, you serve a God and his name is Jehovah Jireh. He's the God that provides. He is El Shaddai. He is the God that is more than enough. I'm talking to people that God is fixing to turn things around in your life. God is going to turn your captivity. In Psalm chapter 32, verse 8, he says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eyes. Notice what God said. He said he's going to instruct thee. God is going to teach you. And he got a way for you, but beloved, and that you should go, but you got to be led by the Holy Spirit. He said, I will guide thee with mine eye. So God has an eye, and God will guide you. He has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. He has plans, purposes, and pursuits for you, beloved. There's a book called that by Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. It's a little brown book. You need to get that book and read it. And God got a plan for your life. In Psalm chapter 119, verse 105, the Bible says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Beloved, what is the will of God? His word is his will. In other words, when you read his word, that's God speaking to you, you'll know the direction to go in life if you go by the word of God. He says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet." His word is a light and showing you in the path that you should go. And a light unto my path. Which path should I go, you may say. Well, read the word of God. The word of God will tell you how you are to walk in this daily life. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 22 and verse 23 says, "When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is life, and reproof of instruction are the way of life." The Bible said, when thou goest, in other words, when you're going through life, the word of God, it will lead you. And when you're asleep, beloved, God wants to give you sweet sleep. The word of God, it'll keep you. And when you awake, beloved, it will talk with thee. The word of God is God talking to us. For the commandment is a lamp. His word is a lamp. And his word is a light. And reproof of instruction are the way of life. There's instruction for you to live in the word of God. That is your future, beloved. God knows the plans for you. They're good plans. God thinks good thoughts toward you. Plans to prosper you. Read that in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 says, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left." Notice that. God speaks to his children. The Bible says, "My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee." God is speaking to you, saying, "This is the way. Walk ye in it." God has a perfect path. He has a perfect plan for you. And you got to obey it. It may not be the same as someone else. Don't compare yourself with someone else. God has a perfect will for you. The safest place to be, beloved, is in the perfect will of God. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left, God may say turn right, God may say turn left, but make sure you go in the direction that the Holy Spirit directs you. Psalm chapter 48, verse 14 says, "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." Beloved, God will guide you all the way till you take your last breath or until the rapture of the church takes place. God wants to lead you. God wants to direct you. God wants to take you to a place of prosperity, a place of health, a place of blessings, beloved. One more verse, and I'll close with it. Psalm chapter 37, verse 23 said, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." Beloved, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God wants to order your steps. He wants to lead you beside the still waters, a place of calmness. Beloved, you know how to know that it's God that's leading you? The Holy Spirit will always lead you in line with the word of God. The Holy Spirit will always lead you to a place of peace. Beloved, always follow peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And beloved, it always pays serving God. But beloved, you got to look forward. You don't want to look back, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing, reaching forth toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Beloved, let me leave with this. Jesus loves you 100%, all the way, all the time. He'll never stop loving you, beloved. I'm done. I'm going to turn it back over to my brothers and sisters.
Praise the Lord. That was a great word there. Brother Shannon is telling you the truth. Brother Van Hook, Brother Yearwood, all telling you the truth. Praise God. Today is the day that you need to come and give your heart to the Lord. Wonderful preaching. I love this subject. You know, I love every week, praise God, that we're in the Word of God. Hallelujah. You want to be part of the broadcast, we encourage you to call in at 347-989-8862. Again, 347-989-8862. We want you to call in. If you want prayer, there's many people here tonight. We've got Brother Van Hook. We've got Brother Shannon. We've got Brother Yearwood, Sister Gladys, Sister Robin, that will pray. Ourselves will pray with you. If you're out there, you're hurt, and you don't know which way to go, you don't know how to pray, we encourage you to call in tonight, and we will sure pray with you. Praise God. There is power in prayer. Hallelujah. So we're going to get this song on right here, and we hope you enjoy it. And while you're dialing that number, again, 347-989-8862, I want you to call in right now while we're playing this song. Hallelujah.
In Him who will not leave you, whatsoever years may bring, if my earthly friends forsake us.
Find in Him.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And that's there, Pastor Tommy Bates in Independence, Kentucky. If you want to hear that on YouTube, its entirety, it's still playing. And I just thought we ought to go on with the broadcast. I want to recognize a caller here, 606-879. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
I'm in Stanford, Kentucky. And I just want to thank God for the broadcast, and I want to thank God for everything he's done for me and what he's doing for people. I want to thank God for salvation. And even in time of trouble, we can always count on him. I just want to thank God for his visions, his dreams, and his help. And, you know, and we don't have any hope without the Lord, and I just thank God for his mercy and for his power tonight and for his visions and his dreams. And without that, we have nothing. Without Jesus, we have nothing. For Jesus, we have all things. And I want to thank God for that tonight. And I just thank God for being on here tonight.
Amen, sis. You've been on before, right? You've come on.
I know. This is my first time.
Oh, praise the Lord. And I didn't get your name. I'm sorry.
It's LaFay Martha Boyd.
Praise God. Glad to have you on here, sis. And, call in anytime, praise the Lord, and it's always good to hear others and their testimonies, and we thank you so much for calling.
I praise the Lord, and I thank God for you, and I thank him for saving it in 1983.
Hallelujah, praise God.
I just want to thank him for his mercy, sister. Thank you.
Amen. We're on every Friday night at 10 p.m. You're welcome to call in anytime, sis.
All right. Thank you, sis. Y'all have a good blessed night.
You too. You can stay right on with us. We're on till 12 if you like.
All right.
Sister Robin, go ahead and obey the Lord, sis.
Oh, my spirit is full. I just want to say right now, before I get started, the Lord has told me to tell somebody that's listening or somebody that's on the broadcast tonight, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit.
Yes, amen.
I don't know who that's for, but I think they do. Okay, the Lord has had me in Genesis chapter 19, and it's talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's talking about Lot. And the angels of the Lord had told Lot to, I'll read it, start in verse 17. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad, he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And I'm going to go on over to verse 23. All right, Lot had it. He wanted to go. The angel of the Lord told him to go escape to the mountain, lest he be consumed. Lot wanted to go. In verse 20, it says, behold, now this city is near unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape. Is it not a little one, and my soul shall live? And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city, but for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou become thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew all the cities and all the plains and all the inhabitants of the city and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Now the Lord had been dealing with me about looking back. Lot's wife was looking back at what she had lost or what she had left behind. In Luke 17:32, Jesus said, "Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it." And then in Luke 9:62, it says, "No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." Get my other scripture. And the same one that Brother Shannon was talking about in Philippians chapter 3, "Brethren, I count not myself to be apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ." In 2 Timothy chapter 4, it says, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, should give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that loves his appearance, his appearing." Excuse me. Now the Lord doesn't want us to look back at the sin we were once accustomed to. And as Lot's wife was doing, she was looking back with longing, probably with want, for the things that she was used to having and the things that she had lost. But we're to look forward. We're to keep pressing forward. We can't move ahead if we're looking behind. And we're to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. He's the only way that we'll see the Lord.
Amen, amen.
That's what the Lord gave me. I'd like for everybody to pray for me that the Lord would loose my tongue. I guess I'm nervous on here.
Bless your heart.
I'd like for everybody to pray about this.
Amen. Sister Robin was speaking to somebody. She felt that. And, Lord, if that is you, we want you to find you a place to pray. Praise God. Call in if you like. We will pray with you. 347-989-8862. Sister Gladys, praise God. Go ahead, sis, and obey the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for being on here. I appreciate you inviting me, Sister Green. Sister Robin, the only words I can give you, sweetheart, is you never want to look back, no matter what you go through. And it may be pressures and trials over and over again, but you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and no matter where you go, God will be with you, and he'll always lead you. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And there's nothing worth looking back. I've been saved ever since my little boy was born, and he's 27 now. And I praise God for that. You know, the Holy Spirit knows when to deal with us, and sometimes we can't sleep. And just take that as a sign when you can't sleep, sister, to pray. Just get your word of God out. And the book of Psalms has truly got me through, and I praise him for that. I'm going to start off with 1 Samuel 30:1-8. I'll try not to take too much time, Sister Green, but I just felt led of the Lord when I heard what the subject was we were going to speak on, about keeping on, keeping on. So then it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag, on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. You know, many times there will be trials that come in our lives that We don't know. We feel like we've weeped and cried and cried and done everything we know to do. But the main thing I know to do is just keep your eyes focused on Jesus. In verse 5 it says, and David's two wives were taken captive, and Ahinoam and Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar, the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired to the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. You know, many times when we get in a situation, we don't know what to do. We have to ask God, God, where do you want me to take my next step? Where do you want me to go? And in this day and hour, David cried out and said, God, do I pursue? Do I go forward? The ephod is something that they put on the priest, and he felt led to call for that. And it said that Jesus, you know, the Father God told him, pursue, overtake them, take everything without fail. In 1 Samuel 30, 9 through 11, it says, so David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water. They found out from the Egyptian man that he was part of the group that came and slew all with the area that David was located and where they burnt the fire and burnt down all that they had except for the people and the children they took with them. And Jesus said, you know, God had told them, this is what you need to do. So I'm going to go forward with my scriptures. I don't want to get hung up there. It says in 1 Samuel 30, 15 through 19, and David said to him, canst thou bring me down to this company? He was asking the Egyptian man. And he said, swear unto me by God that thou wilt kill neither kill me nor deliver me unto the hands of my master. And I will bring thee down to this company. The man had said, don't kill me. Just, you can take me to my master, but don't kill me. And let me go back to where I'm not. Yes, it was an Egyptian. And it said that when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil they had taken out of the land of Philistine and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. That's the part I like most about that scripture. David recovered all. You know, I've been singing that song, enough is enough. I'm coming to get my stuff. I'm taking back all that the devil has stole from me. This is what the word say about it. And it says, resist, you know, basically submit to God and resist the devil, and he has to flee. And it says that I want all that God's got for me in the song. In Psalms 121, 7 through 8, says, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. You know, when you just have to hang on to that. Keep on keeping on. No matter what comes your way, no matter what darts are thrown at you, no matter how much slander and no matter how many people are talking about you, at one time, it's a shame to say, half the church, at one church we were going to, were slandering on our name. And we knew that we had to hold our heads up high and know that we weren't in the wrong. And even though they gossiped and slandered our name, we had to keep on keeping on. The last scripture I want to come to is Isaiah 59:19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. You know, even though the devil comes in with a flood, you know, the Lord will raise up a standard against all the tools of the devil. Robin, honey, don't fret about that, because even now, I've been preaching for a while, even though I ran from my calling for 5 years. I still stumble against my words, and I hate it when I do it, because they film it, you know, at our church, and sometimes they put it on air, but they try to cut out the parts where I do stumble. I'm sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
But just know you're blessed, Sister Robin. I thank God for this broadcast, and I'm going to turn it back over to you, Sister Joanna. Appreciate everybody on here.
Praise God. Appreciate that, Sister Gladys, and all good. Praise the Lord. And, you know, the word's out, Sister Faye. We're preaching on keep on keeping on. And we welcome you back in, sis. If you have some scriptures maybe you want to share or you want to preach, go right ahead. We've still got about 20 minutes left. Hallelujah. Sister Faye?
Oh, yes. Sister Faye, yeah. Yeah, I thank God. You know, I was sitting here reading some scriptures and said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. And
yeah,
like the sister said, well, I go about in the spirit, you know, it's not by might, but by his power, you know, by his spirit, and that's what gets us through. And I want to thank God for that tonight, and I want to thank God for many valleys that he's brought me through. I couldn't have done it without him. I just want to thank God
mm-hmm.
for the times where God delivered me out of the hands of an atheist after I got saved. I was beaten with tree limbs, and but God gave me the power when he saved me to go through those trials that I had to go through, and God delivered me out of all of that. God sent a Moses to me, just like God sent a Moses to the Israelites, and I want to thank God tonight, because if it wasn't for his power, I couldn't have made it through, and if it wasn't for me standing hold on firm on the Holy Spirit, which God has put into me, you know, into my soul, into my being, which gave me a greater determination. No matter how much the devil came against me or fought against me, the power of God made me hold on that much stronger, the more determination God gave me. And that's the way we
mm-hmm.
need to be tonight. We need to be that for the Lord, just like Jesus was, 40 days and 40 nights without food in that desert, no matter
mm-hmm.
the temptations, no matter what happened, Jesus kept hanging on, and he set that example
mm-hmm.
that we have to follow him. And, you know, there's going to be times, like the sister was talking about a while ago, we're going to be persecuted. But Jesus said, remember, I was persecuted before you. You know, he was saying he was persecuted before us, and that we're going to go through the same things. We need to let that make us stronger in the Lord. And I just thank God tonight, because he gave us that spirit. He gave us that spirit. That's, and without the Spirit of God, we can't hang on. We're helpless without him. And I just want to thank God, because, you know, there's so many people that have been delivered out of so much. And I would love to hear all those testimonies out there tonight that have been so delivered out of so much. I mean, miracles and all sorts of things. And I just thank God so much for that tonight. Because, you know, even God can give you discerning of spirits. He can give you discernment of danger. He can give you discernment
Amen.
Of visions and dreams. And, you know, I just thank God for that tonight. Because if I had the old life I used to have, the old life of the enemy, I wouldn't be able to feel none of those things. I wouldn't be able to communicate with God, you know, because the enemy would have my life. And, you know, there ain't nothing out there worth going back to.
That's
and,
right.
You know, there ain't nothing worth going back to out there. It don't matter what you're facing. And like she said a while ago, you know, we're all going to be persecuted. There's going to be, you know, like she said, the church come against her. You know, there's going to be all sorts of things. There's going to be all sorts of tests that we got to make it through to get to the next level in the power of God. God wants to bring us up the ladder. And when
when the enemy tries to knock us off, we got to have that great determination and the power of God to make it on through.
Amen.
And I want to thank God tonight because I tell you what, you know, even though I had my car took away from me years ago, and I'd been beating tree limbs because I wouldn't give up God. I was given a choice. I was given a choice that I either give up God or I'm going to wind up in the pine box. You know, I went through a hard time in my life. You know, I had shortened right after I got saved. I started, didn't know anything about the Word as a 1983. I didn't know anything about the Word. The only thing I know is that God saved me. God dealt with me, and I hadn't been in church since I was 9 years old. But, you know, the power of God saw me through that. His Spirit saw me through it all and sent me a Moses to lead me out. He sent me a Moses, and which was my cousin, and she's a preacher. I just want to thank God tonight for that because I had my car took away where I couldn't go to church. You know, I went and I was going to be killed by this person. But you know what? That person had a legion of demons in him, but it doesn't matter. You know, it just matters what the power of God can do in your life when you just hang on to Him. You know, and I just thank God. And I want to hear more testimonies. I just love to hear testimonies of what people have gone through and what God's brought them out of. And, you know, it can only be through the power of God that He can bring us through such things and such miracles in our life. And I just thank God, sister, for everything He's done. You know, and God delivered me out of all of that stuff, you know, that I was going through, and the persecution, and I had my Bibles ripped up in front of me. I had scripture mocked in my face, and the only thing I'd done in that kitchen that night was I got down on the floor and I started praying. I started praying to the Lord because I was trapped in the kitchen. I couldn't get out, but I kept on praying to the Lord because I knew the enemy was in that person. I knew that demon spirits was working through that person. As he said, well, it's not by flesh and blood we fight against, but spiritual principalities of the air. So it was demons that was working in that person, and that's what we got to deal with today. But through the Spirit of God, God's got control over every unclean, foul spirit there is that worketh in people that's out there lost tonight. And so we have to lift our enemies up before God and say, God, you know, save them, deal with them, you know, because they're not happy people. We wasn't happy until the Lord dealt with us and we came to Him.
Amen.
Only Him, only He can give us peace. And I just want to thank God tonight for your broadcast, and I just thank God for everything tonight. And sister, I thank God for you all. I don't know everybody on there, but you know what? We're all miracles from the Holy Spirit of God. We all got saved the same way by the Holy Ghost. You know, but God dealing with us, He said, no man can be saved except for the drawing of the Spirit. And I just want to thank you for having me tonight, sister. In the name of Jesus, I want to thank God for you having me tonight. And I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
That's a good word there, sister. And you're talking to somebody out there tonight, and we encourage that person to find the Lord. Your life might be in a mess. Somebody told me the other day, said that they will, they've got a feeling the draw of God and that they will come, but right now they've got some things they've got to work out first. And the Lord allowed me to share my testimony with that person, and my life was truly, truly a mess when I came to the Lord. And I thank God that I had enough sense to realize the only way out of my mess was to turn my heart and my life over to Him. We must keep on keeping on, as Brother Fife said, that we're running this race. We press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, and we will not quit. Praise God. This is no time to quit, people. This is the time that if you have quit, it's time to get back started again. You backsliders, God is calling you. God is wanting you to come back to the fold, and it's not too late as long as you have breath in your body and you've not blasphemed the Holy Ghost. And, you know, a lot of people don't even know what that means to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. I know a man right now, I don't know if he's still alive, but not too long ago he was in a nursing home, and I knew him when I was a lot younger, and he was a backslidden preacher, and I was backslidden myself. And he said to me that God wouldn't take him back because he had blasphemed the Holy Ghost. But you know what? God has really dealt with that man, and I pray that he had come back to the Lord. I don't know if he's still on this earth today. I'm not sure. But, you know, if you're out there and you're backslid on God and you maybe once was a preacher, you know, God can, he will take you back. All you have to do is ask. Praise the Lord. If you've never known Jesus, why don't you try him? Praise God. He will take you and, you know, he will take you through things. You don't go around it or under it or over it, but he will take you right through it. Praise the Lord. God is so merciful. He is good. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. We must endure. Praise God. And as Sister Faye was saying, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, with principalities of the air. There's truly demons out there. As much as God is real, the devil is real, and hell is real, and heaven is real. A lady said the other day to my son, said that they preach about God all the time and love, and said, how come they don't preach about Satan, and how come they don't preach about hell? And, you know, we got news for you. On this broadcast, we preach hell is hot, and heaven is sweet.
Yeah.
God is real, but so is the devil. Praise the Lord. There is power in prayer. It's just like Sister Gladys said, we resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Praise God. He has to go, and we don't entertain the thoughts that the wicked devil puts in our mind. If we don't entertain them and we resist them, they have to go. And he will, you know, he knows our weakness. And a lot of times it's our children. He will attack our children. And, you know, we pray that the Lord will encamp angels around about our children, around about our loved ones.
Amen.
And, you know, he can't have them, praise God. We've trained them up in the way they should go. And then when they're old, they will not depart, praise God. I'm standing on his word tonight. David was discouraged at one time, and he had to encourage himself. I'm telling you tonight, somebody listening under the sound of my voice, encourage yourself in the God, in the Lord. Shake the things off that the devil and the world would try to oppress you with and try to bog you down. Praise God. You know, demons are certainly real. There's a boy in the Bible that would throw himself in the fire. There was, like Sister Faye was talking about, the man as she knew with legions of angels, legions of devils in him. It was multitudes of devils. And you know, when the house is swept and garnished, and then the demon goes and he looks to and fro and he comes back to the house, if that person is in a backslid condition, that spirit will enter back in, bring in seven more. That person is has eight more demons in him than he was in the first state that he was in. So we, you know, God is real and the devil is real. Which one will you choose? I choose God. I choose Jesus. Praise the Lord. And you can choose him tonight. Hallelujah. And we encourage you to do that. As Brother Van Hook, he has prayed the prayer. We're going to turn in prayer requests real quick. We've got several more. Ken Fitzwater says, pray for Jennifer Lynn Coral and her family. Sherry Jackson says, please pray for her nephew, Tony Napier. He and his wife, Leslie. Leslie had to go to the hospital about a week ago for a fever, blood clot in her lungs, blood clot in her heart, enlarged heart, heart under stress. Tony was admitted also to the same hospital this morning with cellulitis and high temperature. Sister Shirley Matheny says, pray for her mom, needs prayer. And she also needs prayer. Sister Gladys says, also pray for Sister Donna. They just flew her to the hospital in Indiana. She just had a heart attack. Brother and Sister John Ward says, pray for Faith Ward for a total healing, the ability to talk. Sister Lorna Malott says, she has a praise report. She wants to thank God for bringing her son home safely from Virginia. Praise God. And also Sister Shannon Abner says her face and jaw cheek space where her tooth used to be hurts really terribly. Her leg and foot is really swollen today. Please have prayer for me, she says. So we'll pray over that as well. Praise the Lord. So we're going to just go ahead and pray right now. And if you are out there and you need God to save you, we want you to pray. We're going to pray also with you, for you, and you pray also. Praise the Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask, dear Lord, that you touch each and every spoken and unspoken request here tonight. Lord, you heard your people, Lord. God, if there's someone out there listening that needs salvation, they need faith, dear God. Say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
we bind the enemy that would be against your soul, that would try to lie for them and try to destroy them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save them that are lost, dear God. Them that are being persecuted, reach out.
We ask that you would call them to you, Lord.
So you can bear, you make a way of escape. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We thank you, God. We give you all the glory.
We praise you.
Add to your
name, Father God.
In the name of Jesus, write your word on the table of our heart. Lord, help us to rightfully divide. God, we praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
We know that you are Jesus.
Thank you, God. Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Yearwood, I know you've been on. You go ahead and just, if you've got something else you want to add to this, just go right ahead, brother. We'll have Brother Van Hook and Brother Shannon do the same.
Sister, I'd just like to say that we're good to hear the broadcast or not and be on here weekends. And I'd like to say that we've got a broadcast that comes on every Tuesday night from 6 until 8. And the call-in number on our broadcast is 310-742-1759. So anybody's welcome to call in there. It's 310-742-1759. That's from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock, and it's also on Blog Talk Radio. So just reaching the world for Christ. So we appreciate it. God bless you, and I'll just step back and let you have it.
Praise God. That's real good, Brother Yearwood. Yes, we thank the Lord for you showing us Blog Talk Radio. Brother Van Hook, you and Brother Shannon, we've got about 3 minutes here. Go right ahead.
I want to say that it's wonderful. It is a privilege to be able to talk to sinners and backsliders and people
amen.
That ain't right with God. I want to tell you that they are so important to me. They're so important to Jesus Christ, and they're so important to the church, those that are in Christ who walk after Christ and that walk upright before the Lord. But I want to tell you that why don't you just ask him in your heart right now and say, Jesus, come into my heart. Save me. Forgive me my sins. And backslider, why don't you pray this? Come back into my life, Jesus. Save me. Come back into my heart. Restore me back now. In Jesus' name. Amen. I said that again. There may be some that hasn't prayed that prayer, but you got to mean it. And as quick as you mean it, and you believe in your heart, and you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and call on his name, the Bible says that you shall be saved if you believe he's the Son of God. Okay, sister, I'm turning it back to you, and do what you feel led now.
Amen. Praise God. Brother Shannon, you want to come in there? We've got 2 minutes here.
Yes. The best way that you can grow in God is to read the Word of God every single day. Read the Word of God till you read it completely through. I want to recommend a good Bible. It's called the Dakes Bible. Get you one. Read it. Hide God's Word in your heart and find you a good full gospel, good Pentecostal, good Word of Faith church that believes the Word of God. I'm done.
Hallelujah. Sister Robin, praise God. Says you've got some final words you want to speak.
I do. I just want to thank everybody for the opportunity to be able to be on this broadcast because it has really helped me. And this is also not just the word going out, but this is a learning experience for me too. And you'll never know how much. I just want to praise God. How much that I have really learned by being on here. because I'm constantly hearing the word of God, constantly. And
Amen.
It stays in my heart, not only by reading, but by hearing, too. So
Amen.
I get to see
That's
a difference. You know, although one of us may be speaking on one particular thing, you get to go down different paths with this, and it has really helped me on this journey. It's really helping me, and I want everybody to know that I praise the Lord for that, and I want to thank you so much.
Praise God. We appreciate you, too, Sister Robin, and, you know, it's helped us a lot, too. It makes us dig in our word, and, you know, it gives us a goal. It gives us a reason, which we should be doing it anyway. But, yes, Sister Gladys, we've got about 30 seconds, sis.
Continue to pray for everyone on this. Like she said, just listening to the word. You know, sometimes I hand out CDs that have healing scriptures on them, and I honestly believe that they heal brothers. I believe by getting inside of them, that heals. It helped me, and I praise God for the word today. You know, just hang on to that, what David said in the book of Psalms. He had to encourage himself, and once in a while, we have to do that also. You can't look to man or woman to encourage you. You've got to go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Read your word and pray. That's where your answer will be.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We've done went off the air, and it got you right there at the end, Sister Gladys, so we appreciate that. And Sister Faye, we appreciate you calling in, Sister Faye. Call in with the rest of them as often as you can, as much as you will. And,
praise the Lord.
And remember, Brother Yearwood's broadcast, too, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., and we understand you're a prayer warrior, you're a preacher, and praise God. That's what we want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Good night,
Amen.
Y'all.
Amen. She is, sister, she is.
Yes.
She is one, and if you need prayer, if you're off the air, you need to take her phone number where you can call her, because she stays up late, and she'll pray for you anytime.
Amen.
Praise God.
She stays up real
late. Full phone number.
If you're off the air and you want to ask for her number.
Well, it's
what's
going
her name
to be
again,
have,
Sister Faye?
It's
yes,
still recorded now. People can hear
Faye
this.
Martin.
They can get the phone. They can get her phone number. I don't know if she wants it out to the entire world.
Yeah, you might want to wait till you get off then.
Yeah, okay. That's good. All right. Good night, y'all.
We love you guys. Take care.
Love
God
you guys.
Bless.
Praise God.
God bless.
Praise God.